WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 63 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. About 24 BTU customers are without power right now. Most of the affected area is off Highway 47 near Silver Hill Road and Bush Lane. Crews are on site. The City of College Station's Economic Development Fund and Brazos County could be paying for a street extension to open up land for building apartments and commercial businesses.
The proposal on the agenda for Thursday night's College Station City Council meeting would extend Dartmouth about 4 blocks south of Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Developers have 2 years to start the first phase, among other requirements, to receive 25% of the construction cost, up to $250,000. City's contract with the developer is subject to Brazos County entering an agreement where the county could put money into a second extension. To finish the Dartmouth extension, the Texas near Brothers Boulevard and more right-of-way would have to be acquired. County commissioners have not taken action on the Dartmouth project, though tomorrow's county agenda includes discussion and possible action on unidentified economic development items. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A variety of development projects in Bryan was shared at the last city council meeting by city manager Keene Register.
Staff received new plans for a 16,000 square foot addition to the Brazos Christian School on West Villa Maria, including addition of 83 new parking spaces that will greatly aid the congestion and parking issues, especially on football evenings.
The West Side update included two projects next to the Traditions.
The Hawthorne at Traditions, a multifamily complex which is almost complete, and the Broadstone at Traditions has started their dirt work to begin their multifamily complex across the street from the Hawthorne.
Also on the west side, Register says Baylor Scott & White has received its certificate of occupancy for a new clinic on Villa Maria. The College Station School Board continues to work towards their first written policy of how to handle future changes in campus boundaries. The current proposal calls for an annual review in January. What will compose the review is still being discussed, but a common thread at last week's board meeting was determining what would trigger consideration of changing boundaries. Superintendent Clark Ely talked about building utilization.
We've got a few too many kids are overutilized at College Hills and underutilized at Pebble Creek. And the other ones are within their tolerances. Some are at the higher end, but are not having the effect of all the kids that we're having right now at College Hills.
Dr. Ely also talked about other options before considering boundary changes.
Using the College Hills and Pebble Creek example, do we cap enrollment? Do we, look at transfers? Do we change one line to move kids?
While the superintendent recommended population limits between 85 and 115% of the building's capacity, some board members discussed a range of between 90 and 110%. If and when boundary changes take place, the board is considering a process where they start with recommendations from administrators. Then the board collects community feedback, which includes at least 2 public forums. School finance reform efforts at the state capitol may become the victim of politics as the House and Senate find themselves more than $1 billion apart.
This body took the issue of school finance very seriously.
House Education Chair Dan Huberty insinuating that perhaps the state Senate isn't quite as serious after watching them tear into his reform bill.
And I watched what they did to the work that we did here as a collaborative body.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick released a statement about the Senate version, saying it's hard for him to believe any Texas lawmaker would vote against $500 million for public schools.
As we pass House Bill 21 out with almost $1.9 billion of funding for our public schools, school system, I'm not certain that we're going home with anything.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Bryan police are looking for 2 men accused of a daytime armed robbery yesterday at a West Side convenience store. Just after 11 a.m., an undisclosed amount of money was taken from the Easy Shop at FM 2018 and La Brisa. No injuries were reported and no additional suspect information was released. Suspects are also being sought in a strong armed robbery Friday night just after 7 in a Bryan residential neighborhood. The victim reported he was making a purchase of an undisclosed item when 2 people attempted to drive off with his money. The victim grabbed onto the getaway car and was dragged a short distance before he let go. The victim received hospital treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. Bryan police following up on a hit-and-run crash Sunday night found the suspect's car. According to the arrest report, 19-year-old Charles Manuel of Bryan has 16 active suspensions on his driver's license. Manuel was arrested for driving with an invalid license with 1 prior conviction, displaying a fictitious vehicle registration, and warrants in 2 other Bryan Municipal Court traffic cases. If you or your organization is looking for volunteer hours this summer, check out the Brazos Valley Food Bank.
Volunteer shifts during the summer are Monday through Friday. The first shift is from 9 to 12. Second shift is 12:30 to 3:30.
Distribution manager Rhonda Barron says most volunteer shifts involve sorting food.
Individuals who want to volunteer with us, you know, they need to be able to read the labels. They need to be able to make the decisions. Is this a good product? Is it good quality? Can we distribute it? And then they need to be able to sort it into all the different categories, such as fruits and vegetables and dry staples.
Go online to bvfb.org to find more information on volunteering at the food bank. WTAW News Time is 8:11. It's 66 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll take one more look at your local news at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
For over 35 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos for 16 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships throughout the Brazos Valley.
Good morning. It's 8:13, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking the weather. It's sponsored this morning by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Contact the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by their office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here are your numbers.
Partly sunny day shaping up for the region. There could be a stray shower or a thunderstorm today. Temperatures will be close to 80 degrees this afternoon. It's going to turn partly cloudy overnight. Lows will fall back to 55 to 60. Tomorrow, sunshine. High is going to be 80 to 85. Clear tomorrow night. Low of 60 to 65. Sunny and warmer by the time we get to Thursday. High is going to be 85 to near 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, there's no rain anywhere near here. Nacogdoches is about the closest.
Scott, I need to apologize real quick. Okay. During my last newscast, I read about three different stories where I used the word suspects.
Oh.
And I realized how offensive that was.
I know.
And so I just wanted to apologize to all the criminals that were robbing people for calling them suspects. Yes.
All the community
members.
All the community members.
And again, she's doing that as a preemptive strike because the flood of texts will come rolling in.
Of course.
From future community members, because they don't want to, they just want to get us used to knowing that it's community members.
Correct.
Okay. See how that works out for us. So don't panic. Humanity's doomsday seed vault is still safe.
I wasn't panicking until now.
Well, see, on Friday, the interweb was full of all sorts of headlines that were alarming people that water had breached the Svalbard Global Seed Vault.
Oh, yes.
Who knew? The Seed Vault is supposed to be the fail-safe trove of the planet's seeds, locked away to protect the Earth food supply in the event of, I don't know, the zombie apocalypse or some other kind of doomsday scenario. But the Washington Post says that the doomsday predictions about the doomed doomsday doomery doom doom were
doom 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 ding.
They were dumb. Yeah, it was dumb.
So dumb doom?
Dumb doom.
Oh.
While a lot of water did get past the vault's threshold, none of the seeds have been damaged. The water froze to ice before it could get any further.
Where is this seed vault located?
It's in Norway somewhere.
Oh.
That's all I know. Yeah, freezing now. Yeah, wouldn't be around here.
It's right. Tucked away into an icy mountain or something.
Yes, the Norwegian government says that they are now watching the seed vault around the clock. Before that, they weren't. They just had Wally, who'd come in and check about every fourth day.
Yeah.
Yep, so now, still got plenty of seeds.
That's right. Everything's fine. All right, so we got that going on. All right, so the seeds are okay. I wonder what all they got in there. Yeah, I'm sure there's a way we could find out if we cared that much.
Yeah.
All right, so here you go. Here's more proof that the system just keeps getting worse and worse for the wage slaves of us. Back in 2012, a survey asked people if their company offered them any summer perks, like more relaxed dress code or leaving a little early on Friday. Clearly, these are companies without outsized salespeople. Yeah. We see that all the time.
Fridays.
Okay. Days ending in Y.
Yeah.
The same survey asked people these questions again this year, and it's shocking how things have changed in just 5 years. 75% of people had the opportunity for a more flexible summer work way back in 2012. That is now down to 62%. So that means it means it's dropped 13% in 5 years when it comes to flexible work schedule.
Mm.
Okay, 57% of the companies eased up on their dress code back in 2012. That is cut in half now to 29%. Okay.
So things are becoming stricter.
Right.
Okay.
Geography has something to do with that, okay? Geography has something to do with that. Yankees can just put up with it. Down here, we dress cool.
Yeah.
63% of companies would let people leave a little early on Fridays during the summer back in 2012. That has plummeted to 20%. You'll be locked in your cubicle.
I'm paying you. You're working.
Exactly right. We're going to put electric barbed wire on the outside of it. You cannot leave. Look at your burlap until 5 o'clock. Then you can go. Just saying. Unless you work at Amazon. Amazon first opened the community banana stand in 2015. Did you know that there was a community banana stand?
I did not.
Like Arrested Development?
I don't know. That's a frozen banana thing.
Okay.
I think these are just these are room temperature. Anyway, Amazon opened the community banana stand in 2015, and they are now two on its sprawling Seattle corporate campus. Since then, Amazon has given away an estimated 1.7 billion bananas.
Well, they're only 48 cents a pound.
You know, you're right, and they probably get a good discount on them.
Oh, yeah.
And
wholesale.
Since it's Amazon, they probably have drones that bring them in.
Yeah, good point.
Mm. Now, it says here they've given away 1.7 million bananas to employees and non-employees alike.
So you can just go in and grab bananas if you're close to the Amazon.
I don't know that you can just wander the Amazon campus.
I wouldn't think so.
Probably some buildings you can't get into. Maybe the banana stands are in common areas.
Yeah, maybe it's more of like the lobby area, yeah. So you don't actually have to check in. You can just go in and get your banana.
They're called banistas.
Oh, of
banistas.
Course. Do they have to make these bananas?
No, I don't. I don't.
Can
think
I have
so.
It peeled,
no,
please?
Could I have a half peeled? Yeah.
Can I have it cut in quarters?
Yeah, exactly. If you do that, could I have a toothpick so I don't have to touch it?
Yeah, okay, exactly. There. You know, interesting. Bananas have a very distinct taste, so I feel like there's probably quite a few people out there who don't like bananas.
That's fair to say.
Yeah.
That could very well be. Now.
So are you, is it offensive that they only offer bananas?
Well, and I think also that bananas,
why not apples?
As they get older, bananas taste different, too.
Oh, 100%. A green banana tastes much differently than a brown banana.
Yeah.
Okay, now see, someplace, I forget where I was, because I'll eat apples, but they're getting pretty dang expensive, you know what I mean?
Good point.
Really,
I know.
Definitely
more than 48 cents a pound.
Yeah. But the other day, I saw some that were 98 cents a pound, and I think they're called pinata.
Apples. Yep.
And so I stopped and looked at the little card because I got nothing else to do.
Right.
I stopped and looked at the little card
tells
about
you
how
what
this
the flavor is
tropical.
Be.
It says it has a tropical taste and it shows a coconut tree.
Okay.
So I don't know. I may go like chance and buy one, and see
but
if it's
any good.
But you
didn't that day.
I didn't that day. And, there's some that taste, they have a little pear taste to them. And, they flavor the apples. And these are. I think these were developed in Germany, but they've just brought them over to U.S. America.
The apple with a tropical twist.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Like those grapeples that
we're talking about. So what does that mean? I mean, what does that mean?
So it says, pinata is a beautiful bicolored apple that was developed in Germany, as you said.
Yeah.
Let's see. Crossed three heirloom varieties, the American classic Golden Delicious, England's Cox's Orange Pippin, and the Duchess of Oldenburg from Russia.
See, now, does that help
you know? This is a very diverse apple.
Help you know what it tastes like, though.
Not at all.
Okay, here we go. Pinata apples are crisp and juicy, equal parts sweet and tart, with a classic apple flavor that finishes with a tropical hint.
Ooh, hello.
Yeah, can I be the office prankster and switch out all the bananas for plantains?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because those are a big difference.
Plantains
right
are not at all like bananas, even though they look like them.
No, not at all. It says they have the same thin skin as the Golden Delicious, which means they can be used for any culinary purpose.
Okay.
Therefore, they're a great choice for classic apple pie or roasted along pork tenderloin.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Are we talking about apples or scotch here?
Yeah, right. Well, see, and that's the other thing.
It's got a smoky aftertone.
The poor Red Delicious. Whatever happened to that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when I was growing up, you had like green apples and red apples. And that was
exactly.
It.
Yeah.
That was the entire portfolio of appledom.
Yep.
All right. Anyhow.
Anyway, how much did you say the pinatas were going for?
I think they were 94 cents a pound.
Oh, wow. I think it's maybe they're new. They're trying to push them.
Yeah, that's probably right. And then, you know what they do? Then they get
you
hooked.
They're the next Honeycrisp.
That's right.
All of a sudden $3 a pound.
That's right. Yeah. Yep.
And each apple is a pound.
Yeah. You're having apple withdrawal. Oh, all right. So anyway, while we're talking about our workplace and how it's changed, I mean, wouldn't it be great if you actually had an entire hour to eat a leisurely lunch before getting back to your, I don't know, grind of whatever it happens to be, whether it's in a burlap mill or what, but or burlap farm, I guess. But it's not happening. More than 60% of U.S. American office workers consider the 60-minute lunch to be the biggest myth in the world of office life.
I can see that.
Yeah.
58% admit to eating lunch at their desk while continuing to work. That's not good.
It's not.
Yeah. You got, especially if you don't have a window or something. You need to go ahead, especially while it's okay to be outside, eat your lunch outside, do something. Just kind of surround yourself with other coworkers or just different surroundings. More than half of U.S. American office workers multitask during lunch by eating, running errands, shopping online, checking email, all at the same time.
Yep. Well, and then it gets tough, and I'm not one with a ton of personal experience now because of my just awkward work schedule, but, you know, it gets tough getting to a restaurant and then having an hour to eat or getting all of it done within an hour. So if you have a really strict hour window, which around here it's not very strict, but if you have a really strict hour window, you're very limited on where you can go and whether you have to pick it up or, you know, if you have time to sit down and eat. And if it's a normal lunch hour from noon to one, when everyone else has a normal lunch hour, you know, restaurants can be busy. Even drive-thrus can be very busy. So,
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, so I can see that making it very difficult. And that's why so many people just, you know, eat at their desk or multitask.
See, that's why you just got to do what I do and just, you know, come in at 4:30 and not take a lunch and then just leave early.
That's
at
true.
1 o'clock.
Well, but it gives people one more opportunity to have something to be stressed about.
Yeah. Okay, well, and then employers don't always like when you eat at your desk or, you know, take that early, you know, because then they say, well, they're not really working through their lunch. They're sitting there eating at their desk just because they're looking at their computer screen. And so then that causes all sorts of other issues.
One more problem. That's right. So you thought that you wanted to be a driver for Lyft or Uber or something like that. Well, then there's this. Lyft driver Michelle Jenkins picked up a 28-year-old female in St. Petersburg, Florida. The passenger appeared to be intoxicated as her friends poured her into the car to be taken home. In the video that was filmed by the driver, Ms. Jennings, things quickly escalated when the woman became belligerent and took a seat cover off of Jennings' car and blew her nose on it.
Ew.
The woman then said, "You didn't offer me anything to blow my nose. Thank you for the seat cover." With a half mile left until they reached the passenger's home, Jennings and the woman argued back and forth. Some race-tainted remarks. The Lyft driver announced, "Your ride is over," and basically told them to get out of the car. So, there you are.
Wow.
Just saying. All right. Man in Louisiana was cut while fighting with another man over whether to stop their car to buy a honey bun. I don't know. That's all I have.
Just wants his honey bun.
Sounds to me like there's probably a pretty interesting story there. I just don't know what it happens to be. And a Russian man walking his dog found over $500,000 under a pile of leaves.
Why doesn't that happen to me?
Yeah, really. The man found the money stashed in a plastic bag after his dog began sniffing and scratching. Walked through the woods. The man handed the cash over to the police, later identified as part of a haul from the recent bank robbery.
Ah.
Thank you. No, you can't keep any of it.
Sorry.
But I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Disney is betting the most successful movie of all time will prolong a hot streak for its theme parks. The media giant this week opens Pandora World of Avatar, a $500 million attraction at Disney World's Animal Kingdom. Based on James Cameron's 2009 movie Avatar, which grossed nearly $2.8 billion, Pandora is part of a multi-billion dollar effort by Disney to expand its theme parks around the world. Sony is promising a comeback for the Japanese electronics and entertainment company. Sony today stressed the profitability of its lucrative PlayStation video game business, which just came out with a popular virtual reality headset. Another important area is Sony's TV sector, which has been in the black for the past few years after losing money for a decade. Sony also says profits will be improved in smartphones and in movies. Crude oil down 28 cents at $50.85 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are modestly higher. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Earl, what are you doing?
I'm trying to set up these old cast iron bathtubs I found in the junkyard for me and my old lady, you know, like you see in them romance and pill commercials.
But those cast iron bathtubs look brand new. What did you do to them after you left the junkyard?
Well, I took your advice, took them down to Tax Bracket Schnauzer Loafing to have them powder coated.
You mean Jackrabbit powder coating?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Earl, let's just hope your romance game is stronger than your listening one. Next time, don't forget, it's Jackrabbit powder coating, a company worth remembering.
Don't miss the Memorial Day sales event at Brazos Valley Imports on Highway 6 at Briarcrest. Now through Monday, everything is on sale. 50 vehicles will be sold between now and Monday at ridiculously low prices and payments, like a Volkswagen Jetta for just $14,995 or lease one for just $159 a month. What? A $159 a month payment on a new Jetta, or you can buy one for less than $15,000. Plus get $5,000 off Hyundai Tucson, $7,000 off Hyundai Santa Fe Sports, and $9,000 off Hyundai Sonatas. Brazos Valley Imports has a car for everyone, and they're all on sale this weekend. Get a well-equipped BMW 3 Series or X1 for just $299 a month. A luxurious BMW for less than $300 a month. Plus a Mazda CX-5 SUV starts at just $19,000. It's the huge Memorial Day sales event at Brazos Valley Imports. 50 vehicles must be sold by Monday, and the savings will be huge. So come see us on Highway 6 at Briarcrest. BrazosValleyImports.com.
Over the last few days, more than 100 of Facebook's secret internal training manuals telling the staff how to deal with violent videos, hate speech, terrorism, pornography, and racism have been leaked. And here's a spoiler alert. What Facebook claims to allow versus what it actually allows online are often two different things. Kim Commando with your Tuesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Here are a few of the bizarre highlights of what Facebook will really allow online according to their official documents. Photos of child abuse do not have to be deleted. Unless they're sadistic. Huh? Videos of violent deaths, while marked as disturbing, do not always have to be deleted because they can help create awareness of issues such as mental illness. Okay, and this one is truly over the top. Facebook will allow people to live stream a suicide attempt because it, quote, doesn't want to censor or punish people in distress. You cannot make this stuff up, folks. All the tech news is updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO. If you have a small business, you know that customers are your lifeline. And keeping your ever-growing list of customer names, addresses, messages, and invoices organized can be a nightmare. So let me introduce you to Zoho and its amazing CRM tool. CRM stands for Customer Relationship Manager. Imagine every customer detail, a complete history of every phone call, email, order, and proposal. Zoho can even tell you the best time to call or email. Turn cold leads into interested prospects and prospects into paying customers. Zoho automates follow-up emails and customer payment reminders. All of your contacts and leads in one place where you can keep track of the entire sales process, leaving you more time to run your business and close more deals. Start today. Visit ZohoCRM.com. That's ZohoCRM.com. Go now and get 10 users in your company free. That's ZohoCRM.com.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:32 at 66 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center, treating children and adults by board-certified physicians 24/7. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. For the fourth consecutive month, the College Station School Board has discussed their first written policy addressing future changes to campus boundary zones. During last week's board meeting, Superintendent Clark Ely reviewed trigger points to discuss boundary changes. One is building utilization, and another is the percentage of low-income students on each campus. Board member Michael Schaefer also brought up two issues raised by parents during CSISD boundary changes last year that will be discussed next month.
I think there's a couple of things that I heard loud and clear through this last process was additions to the schools. I think it was very important to me. And the other thing I think that really got my attention was an individual talked about how many times somebody in their family got rezoned.
The board is considering a process where they receive recommendations from administrators and collect feedback from the community by email and at least two public forums. Developers looking to open more land in College Station to build apartments and commercial businesses have a proposed economic development agreement with the city in Brazos County.
Thursday night's College Station City Council meeting agenda includes extending Dartmouth Street south of Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Developers have 2 years to start the first phase, about two blocks in length, in order to receive up to $250,000 or 25% of the cost of building the three-lane concrete street. Brazos County's participation, according to the city contract, is associated with the second phase of extending Dartmouth. A map of the proposal shows a third extension of Dartmouth going to Texas near Brothers Boulevard, but the right-of-way for the third phase has not been acquired. County commissioners have not taken action on the Dartmouth project, though tomorrow's county agenda includes discussion and possible action on unidentified economic development items. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The last Bryan City Council meeting included an update on development activities.
Dirt work on the extension of University Drive began and triggered interest in the properties surrounding the site, as staff has received numerous calls and held meetings with developers that are very interested in development in that area.
City Manager Keene Register also pointed out continued activity in existing east side residential developments.
Final plat of phase 6 for Austin's Estate at Thornberry and Austin's Estate, which has been received and will consist of 12 new estate lots at over an acre each.
Register says single-family home building permits citywide between January and April is 26% higher compared to the same period last year. The Brazos Valley Food Bank is in need of summer volunteers. Distribution manager Rhonda Barron says one of the main things they need help with is sorting food.
Sorting involves checking for the quality, checking the food for cosmetic damage, making sure that the product is not expired.
Barron says summer volunteer shifts are Monday through Friday from 9 to noon and from 12:30 to 3:30. Individuals and groups interested in volunteering can go online to bvfb.org. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 66 degrees. Text us any time of the day, your news, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Howdy, I'm Tony Atkins.
And my name is Keith Lane, fighting Texas Aggie Class of 2005.
We're blessed to be Texans and blessed to serve our community as a Texas brand business, Rollo Insurance.
In our line of work, we see it all. Faceless corporations spend billions of dollars trying to commoditize what is very simply a people-centric business. This is where Rollo Insurance is different.
Commercial, farm and ranch, life and health, or home and auto, at Rollo Insurance, come experience what others already know. The difference is real.
Contact Rollo Insurance today at RolloInsurance.com.
Get ready to load up your coolers, blankets, and lawn chairs for six nights of free entertainment at Wolfpan Creek Amphitheater for the City of College Station's Starlight Music Series. Saturday, May 27th features Def Legend with guests Infinite Journey and Trio Grand. Admission is free. Gates open at 6 p.m. and the concert begins at 7. Concessions will also be on site to purchase. That's Saturday, May 27th at Wolfpan Creek Amphitheater. For more information, visit cstx.gov/starlight.
8:37, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather, shall we? Brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. Let's see what we got.
The weather remains a little unsettled today, but we're certainly going to notice a drying trend across the state as we head through the next 48 hours. Today, partial sunshine, maybe a stray shower or a thunderstorm, 80, turning partly cloudy overnight, comfortable, 55 to 60. Sunshine and warmer tomorrow, highs 80 to 85. Tomorrow night, clear, 60 to 65. High pressure brings us sunshine on Thursday, highs 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:38. Let's head back into the newsroom. What you got for us?
Oops, sorry about that.
No problem.
Yeah, we're good. We just got an email from Bryan Police, and it says that it looks like right around 12:30 a.m. there was an accident on the train tracks near the 100 block of West 23rd. A Chevy Captiva four-door vehicle had stopped on the tracks with a flat tire. A train traveling on the tracks struck the unattended vehicle, carrying the vehicle approximately 20 feet down the tracks. The vehicle was unoccupied and no injuries occurred. But then during the investigation of the first incident at approximately 1:45, another car drove south under the railroad crossing arm and struck the train. The driver was arrested for DWI.
Wow.
So two accidents, both involved kind of in the same train accident. And again, that all happened last night between 12:30 and 1:45 in the morning.
Okay. There you go.
So wanted to get that out
very
there
good.
For you
Thank
guys.
You, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Chuck, I love that Brazos Valley Floor and Design brings all the home design elements together.
That's right, Suzanne. Custom precision cut granite, the latest in lighting technologies, and over a million square feet of Flooring America floors.
And we have the friendly staff to help you with your selections.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Find out what's going on at the Bush Library and Museum. Dave's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Good. It's birthday month, huh? Coming up.
Yeah. It is. It is. And as many people know, Barbara is going to be turning 92 on June 8th. And our president, 41st president, President Bush, is going to be turning 93 on the 12th. So we're having a Bush birthday celebration on the 9th, mm-hmm. starting at 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And we're going to have cake, refreshments, Bluebell ice cream.
Bluebell
is on the ticket. It's on the board.
It's great. It's great.
Yeah, so, it's great. I know a lot of people may have heard, he's back in Maine now. We wish he would be here, but he's not going to be here for the celebration. We've gotten questions like, hey, is he going to be around? But we're not tracking that he's going to be here this time. But it's our way to wish the president and Barbara a happy birthday, and we hope the community can come out and celebrate. No signing up, you know, just come on out and have a great time.
Good, we'll do that. And, of course, also summertime means you have Movies by the Pond.
Yeah, we're continuing our Movies by the Pond series, and we're going to be showing Homeward Bound on June 16th. It starts at, the festivities start at 7 p.m., mm-hmm. and we're going to have free food, refreshments, hot dog, hamburgers, and once again, Bluebell ice cream. We want to thank Bluebell ice cream Great. For their ice cream, and Pepsi. Like to thank Pepsi because uh-huh. they're providing the refreshments. Great. You know, we gotta throw them out there. And there's gonna be bounce houses. There's gonna be plenty of games and rides, and it's a great time for the family. We just ask no pets or glass containers, but you can bring out your lawn chairs and blankets, and just you know enjoy the atmosphere. We're gonna have security around as well, and the movie's gonna start. These festivities start at 7 p.m., and the movies will start at sundown.
Okay, what's our movie going to be on the 16th?
It's going to be Homeward Bound.
Okay, very good. Then it's really not too early to mention the 4th of July, because that's, again, one of those things people really mark their calendar about.
Yeah, once again, we're doing the College Station Noon Lions Club I Love America 4th of July celebration, and it's going to be on the 4th of July. So it's one of the few days as well that we have free admission. For the library, so that's going to be from 9:30 to 8:15. Mm-hmm. That's when the library is going to be open. Concessions open at 5:30. Then the kids zone is going to be opening at 6, and also the band. We're going to have live band again at 6 as well. And just to let everybody know out there, just like last year, we're going to have games, rides. There's going to be plenty of opportunity to buy food out there. We're going to have a lot of concessionaires. But this year, we're having 4 bounce houses. Now this is very important.
Okay.
Because this is very important.
Yeah.
Last year, I think we had 2,
uh-huh.
and you know we had a lot of people. We seem to have more and more people, so we're trying to make it as comfortable for everybody.
Right.
And so we're gonna have more people out there. Hopefully, you know, keep an eye on those kids. And but it should be a great time. Like last year was outstanding. We had such a huge crowd, and even if it gets a little hot, it's okay. You can go into the museum.
Yeah.
And you know, learn about our 41st president. The rotunda is really big. Got great air conditioning.
Yeah, they do have great
outstanding air conditioning. And we just hope the entire community can come out, have a good time with us, and enjoy the fireworks.
Yeah, I would think so. And let's also mention it's not too soon to mention summer camps that are coming up too.
Yeah, we're having our summer camps. It revolves around our ranching heritage, which it coincides with our new exhibit, like the Legacy of Ranching. And it's the theme is branding, barbecue, and cattle barons. It's, you know, you're learning a lot about, you know, ranching.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to start, we're having it for 3 weeks. So it starts July 10th through July 27th.
Mm-hmm.
It's $30 a day, $120 mm-hmm. a week. The kids get a shirt, a backpack. They learn, they do museum discovery. So they're going to go through the new exhibit. They're also going to go through, learn about our president as well. They're going to have a lot of arts and crafts. They're going to learn, you know, lassoing. They're going to have speakers coming in. They're going to create their own brand because we have a lot of branding irons. So mm-hmm. they're going to create their own brand. And there's just going to be a lot of things for the kids to do.
All right. If they want some more information,
then go to bush41.org.
Or give you a phone call at?
At 979-691-4014.
Great. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
We're going to talk to State Senator Charles Schwertner this morning, but we're going to need to move that to later in the week because it's getting to be panicky over there. So we'll see how all that works out. So Glenn Brewer's here this morning from the Chamber of Commerce. How are you doing?
Happy to be here, Scott. So you upgrade the show a little bit.
Yeah, that's it. No state senators. We've got you instead.
That's correct.
Yeah. So what's going on?
I've got some educational opportunities to have the community learn a couple of things and uh-huh. then some fun stuff.
All right.
We've got a membership luncheon. It's Read by Third. Sponsored by American Momentum Bank. It's going to be Tuesday at the Hilton College Station, 11:30 to 1. And we want everybody to come by and learn a little bit more about the Read by Third program, a volunteer program to help families with the skills they need for children. And it'll be a really interesting deal. And come by this coming Tuesday at the Hilton. $30 a ticket. Then we normally have a luncheons about we have them every month, but this time the calendar kind of worked where we've got them they're kind of back to back. We actually have a luncheon a week later on June the 7th. This is our leadership luncheon mm-hmm. sponsored by the Leadership Brazos Alumni Association, and it's always a good one. It's Pebble Creek, 11:30 to 1. It's also $30 for a ticket, but they're going to have Ricky Dickerson, the first non-cruisy president of Bluebell Ice Cream,
oh.
who's going to come out and tell us about some of the issues and challenges that they had and what he did and the leadership involved in getting through with that.
Samples?
And also
samples.
You know what? We are having Bluebell.
All right. What do you know?
We knew we needed to do that. Yeah. And also the cool thing about that is they give out the applications for Leadership Brazos. The hot off the press, the first place you'll see them is at this luncheon on June the 7th, and you got 30 days to apply for the next Leadership Brazos class.
Mm-hmm.
Then the fun stuff, we got to CC Creation June 8th, the very next day, business after hours. Kenny Lawson told me he's going to put on one of the best of the year, and I believe him. They do a fantastic job. It's absolutely free, 5:30 to 7 on Thursday, June the 8th. And then mark your calendars on June 15th for our community softball classic, Fire versus the Police. Alan Samuel sponsors that. Team sponsors Alpha Sports Chiropractic and the Ranch Harley-Davidson. And the day, actually 5 days before, June 10th, let everybody know on Saturday, 11 to 1, all the McDonald's are going to be doing a profit sharing. 10% of all profits are going to go directly to the 100 Club. So we'll talk about that as it gets closer.
Mm-hmm.
Ribbon cuttings, we have one Thursday, kid to kid, 9:10 Earl Rudder Freeway, and a deluxe ribbon cutting Wednesday, Baylor Scott and White on West Villa Maria Road. Inner Circle Platinum Member Spotlight, Travis B. Bryan Municipal Golf Course. We always appreciate everything they do for us. And to RSVP for any of these events or to learn more about what I've told you about, come to bcschamber.org.
All right, it's a deal. Thank you, man. Appreciate
Thanks,
the
Scott.
Time. Yep, we visit with the folks in the Chamber on Tuesdays.
That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
Bubba Dixon here at Tom Light Chevrolet. We're making this month amazing. With $9,348 in total savings on a 2017 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab, plus an extra $1,500 if you finance through GM Financial. Amazing savings are just part of the Tom Light experience you'll discover off North Earl Road Freeway in Bryan or at tomlight.com. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
44,865 MSRP, less 33,48 dealer discount, 6,000 factory rebates plus TT&L, ends May 31st.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-5500.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
There you go. It's 848, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So we'll reschedule Senator Schwertner later this week. It's just, it's gotten loud and raucous over there. I mean, I could hear him in the background going, I can't hear you. No.
Loud and raucous.
Yeah. Oh, Chelsea's still here. I was going to wait.
I'm still here.
Okay, I was going to wait till you left because I was going to do a story about movies.
No,
and
we're good.
Don't go
we,
to movies,
we can go.
Okay.
We can
right,
go.
Okay.
I'm staying here right,
right
now. So.
In Mel Brooks' classic 1987 Star Wars spoof Spaceballs.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Pullman's Han Solo stand-in Lone Star asked Brooks' Yoda stand-in Yogurt if they'd ever see each other again. Yogurt responds, who knows? God willing, we'll all meet again in Spaceballs 2, The Search for More Money.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that was 30 years ago.
Is it finally happening?
Ever since, Brooks and the cast have been asked whether or not they would consider turning that joke into reality. Now it looks like a sequel is closer than ever because Brooks says he is having active discussions with MGM about making it.
Nice.
He's about 92 or 93.
Yeah,
I don't know how old he is,
there.
But... nonetheless, that'll be fun.
I hope they do it.
Be fun. All right, so get this. Baseball games will soon arrive on virtual reality headsets. Video in the new At-Bat VR app won't be in virtual reality. Rather, the app places you behind home plate, shows you graphic depictions of each pitch, including a colored streak, red for strikes, green for balls, tracing the ball's trajectory. The data comes from sensors Major League Baseball has already installed in all of its stadiums. Now, Hang on a minute. Let me finish the story.
Okay.
The app also lets you hover over icons to see the speed and the type of each pitch, as well as which parts of the strike zone is strong or weak for a particular batter. God, that's a lot of information to take in.
It is a lot of information.
Traditional TV coverage of games will appear on a virtual screen in front of you alongside play-by-play information and individual player stats. Okay, I got a ton of thoughts about that. First of all, and Chelsea, you played softball.
Yep.
All right. The umpire is going to call it a strike or a ball based on what his or her strike zone is for that day. And actually that pitch.
Sometimes for that pitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So if they think that they are going to show us that pitch, I mean, are we going to wait till the umpire makes the call and then we're going to see the pitch? Because if it is a red tail for a strike and a green tail for a ball, what if his call is different than what their equipment is saying is the strike zone?
Right.
Because we can't get into a situation where managers are going to be arguing balls and strikes.
Yeah,
you
absolutely
can't
not.
Do that.
Yeah.
You cannot. Secondly,
the game's already slow enough.
Yeah, you're right. And that's the thing. That is the thing. I mean, baseball is in trouble. There is no doubt about it. Now, I love college baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Really enjoyed a lot. But there's a tempo to that that is not in Major League Baseball.
Correct.
Everybody's got to do their little, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And baseball understands that. Baseball's trying to engage their viewers more. But by adding more visual content like the propensity for this batter to swing at this pitch based on some shading of the strike zone is crazy. Because then you're not going to be watching the damn game. You're going to be looking at all these graphics up there.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Some of this stuff is already kind of just, you know, busy. It just makes the screen busy.
Yeah.
Don't need it. You know, the one place where I thought tailing the object was smart was in hockey. Because hockey moves
you can't
so fast.
It's hard to see that.
Yeah.
So in golf as well.
Yeah,
if you're ever
true.
Watching golf and, on TV,
yep.
that's pretty cool
yep.
to watch that.
And so from that standpoint, I see it. But really, for baseball, why don't you just let the game play out?
Yeah.
And also they're going to show individual player stats. Okay, have you ever watched Bloomberg Television? Have you ever seen it?
Oh, yeah.
Go home today and just turn on Bloomberg Television and let your mind be blown as to how much information graphically they put on
it's
the
like
screen.
ADD TV.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
And then there's a little human being up in the upper left-hand corner. I don't want to know what this guy's slugging percentage in July was against the Seattle Mariners.
But
I don't
he might
care.
Be setting a record.
Anyway, so we'll see what happens. But I just and I understand baseball's trying to get people involved again. But I don't know that you can. Just don't know that you can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a man in India ran his three-wheeled motorized cart through a wall of a store after his prosthetic leg jammed between the brake and the accelerator.
Mm.
True story.
Yikes.
Fake leg, real accident.
Ooh.
Just saying. That's a little bit unusual. Okay. Over the weekend, Reese Witherspoon visited Stanford Graduate School of Business to discuss her successful career and share advice with students. She attended the university and studied English Lit for 1 year before ultimately deciding to leave Stanford to pursue acting. Earn money, don't pay money.
Yeah.
While visiting her old stomping ground, she decided to pop into her old dorm.
That's cool.
That is pretty neat.
Yeah. Especially if you find out I live in Reese Witherspoon's old dorm room.
And that's it. She went in there and she snapped a pic mm-hmm. with the girl who lives in there now. So
that's
that
cool.
Was,
speaking of Reese Witherspoon, I think it was Jimmy Fallon. He did this mashup of her, when she played Legally Blonde, Elle Woods,
okay.
her acceptance speech of, like, I think she was valedictorian when she graduated in the movie of Harvard Law, and a speech of Donald Trump. And he's literally saying the exact same things.
Like, really?
Yes. I'm sure it's out there on the internet. You can go find it. I saw it on Instagram just last week, but it's like one of those split screens between Elle Woods and Donald Trump giving one of their speeches. It's hilarious.
I bet she's not happy about that at all.
Yeah, and Jimmy Fallon's like, What is happening?
Yeah, this is not a good thing.
Yeah.
Jay Christopher's World Grill. Great idea and a delicious one. At Christopher's World Grill, you can enjoy a relaxing, quiet, and delicious lunch in the most pleasing atmosphere. Select from Christopher's favorites, the Hyde Park Chicken Salad, Zihuatanejo Snapper, or the Grilled Shrimp BLT. Grab a friend or a business associate and meet at Christopher's for lunch. Follow Christopher's on Facebook and sign up for Christopher's newsletter. Reservations not necessary, but recommended. Christopher's World Grill, 776-2181. Voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
At Zorneman Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zorneman Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
There's an Orange Opportunity sales event going on now at your local Kubota dealer. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower, high-quality construction, and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor Navasota, your authorized Kubota dealer for Grimes and Brazos counties, or online at wctractor.com.
If you were given the option of having a dry cleaner service come directly to your home or office on a scheduled basis, would you take advantage of it? Pride Cleaners offers pickup and delivery at no additional charge. Pride also has an email reminder the night before delivery and an email once they are delivered. Pride Cleaners also provides two personalized valet bags and a door hook for convenience, plus automatic billing. So you see, Pride Cleaners in Bryan and College Station since 1994 can take care of not only your clothes, but they can take care of you. Pride Cleaners in your home, at your office, and in our community.
Get ready. It's almost time to cast your vote for the best of the Brazos Valley. Voting starts Thursday, June 1st, as you decide the best in shops, restaurants, services, and entertainment in the Brazos Valley. Keep listening for more information about how you can vote for your favorites. Thanks in part to our sponsors, Atkinson Toyota, Premier Properties, Baylor Scott & White Healthcare, and What's the Buzz Coffee Company. Voting begins Thursday, June 1st, for the 17th annual Best of the Brazos Valley, celebrating everything excellent in the Brazos Valley since 2000.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, about 3 minutes till. You know, the part of James Bond usually is the high point of your career.
Yeah.
Roger Moore, who played James Bond longer than anybody else, has died. He was 89 years old.
Mm-hmm. So Bill texted me and asked if we had talked about this yet, and I said, who?
Yeah, that's it. Now, the deal is, before he ever did this, he was the Saint, Simon Templar. In the British TV movie, TV series The Saint, he did that first.
Okay.
And so...
And then he went on to Bond, and his Bond was kind of a more comedic take,
you
I
know,
think,
it
right?
was. And I think that's probably when they were the most fun. I mean, I at least I think so. Anyway, he was 007 in Live and Let Die, The Man with the Golden Gun. I saw a little bit of that the other day. What a goofy show it was. It really was. The Spy Who Loved Me, Moonraker, For Your Eyes Only, Octopussy, and View to a Kill. And that was between 1973 and 1985. So for 12 years, he was that. And now it's a much harder Bond now. It's a different thing. But I think you're probably right. And, you know, the opening scene of the James Bond movies are always the most outlandish and unbelievable part of the entire movie. And he certainly was outstanding. Anyway, yeah. 89 years old. Yeah. All right, TV tonight, it's the season finale of, I think, a pretty funny television show. I don't watch it, but I've heard a lot of good stuff about Brooklyn Nine-Nine, if you like that show.
Yeah.
Season finale tonight for Dancing with the Stars and also The Voice, you know, if you want to do both. Miley Cyrus is going to be on tonight.
She is performing her new single, Malibu.
That is so awesome.
And I may tune in just for that.
Oh,
hey,
that'll just be
great. Apparently, she's not as weird anymore.
No, she's kind of back to the old Miley.
Really?
Yeah, she's in love. She's happy.
Okay. Chris Stapleton also will be performing. It's a two-hour finale. By the way, on Dancing with the Stars tonight, all 12 of this season couples will dance again. Lady Antebellum, Haley Steinfeld, One Republic, they will all perform. So,
oh,
there
cool.
You go. And as they say, one celebrity will take home the mirrored ball
trophy. Do we know who the finalists are?
I have no idea.
Okay. I know.
No, that's fine. And let's see. Something significant happened on this day in history. Dang, I can't find it. All right. Number one thing kids today want to be when they grow up, okay? Number five is a filmmaker. Number four is an actor. Number three is a musician. Number two is a blogger or vlogger. The number one thing that kids want to be is a YouTube star.
Of course.
That's it. Back tomorrow. It's 9 o'clock. WTAW. College Station Brian.